with all the talk about Iran's growing strength and power, aren't the security lapses, especially in the case of Shahid Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran, indicative of Iran's weakness? Again, this is one of the things that has been spoken a lot about in the media, this idea that Iran was weak, and because of Iran's weakness, this is why Shahid Ismail Haniyeh was assassinated. These are security lapses, and so therefore, maybe Iran is not as strong and powerful as it is claimed to be.
As you know, the question is basically trying to portray and paint a picture that the Islamic Republic of Iran is not growing in its strength. Instead, it is weak and or getting weaker. Now, we reject the notion. The reason is because apparently the underlying assumption and the expectation of this question is that if a country is strong, this means there won't be any attacks on that country. Or if there is an attack, that attack is going to be foiled. It has to be neutralized. So apparently they're trying to build a connection and say that there is a Dalalat-e-Intizami, that if a country is strong, this means they won't be attacked. This is not the reality, brothers and sisters. The reason the Islamic Republic of Iran gets attacked by the superpowers of the world is primarily because it is going in strength. This very fact that the enemy keeps attacking Iran, it implies that the enemy knows that Iran is getting stronger, so they have to attack Iran. It's the other way around. Now, when we look at something like, you know, local news here, for those of you, especially those who are living here, inshallah, you follow those local news, you look at the number of attacks on Iran that get neutralized, the number of attacks that get foiled by the security forces of the Islamic Republic of Iran, you would be surprised. Countless attacks, countless conspiracies against the Islamic Republic of Iran, they get neutralized every week. And these things are in the news. These are not some secret, you know, things that we have to dig and find. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, the security forces in the Islamic Republic of Iran, they've been able to keep Iran safe since after the revolution. Because according to Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, not even one day was passed since after the revolution that the enemies of Islam, enemies of Iran, Islamic Iran, the enemies of Islamic Revolution and Islamic Republic, that they did not conspire against Islamic Republic. They were plotting all along. 45 years. It's the security forces, alhamdulillah, of the Islamic Republic of Iran that have kept it safe. Now, what we see, you know, let's say in Kerman or Shah Tiragh or this assassination, cowardly assassination, I would say, by the Zionist regime and CIA and Mossad, of Ismail Haniyeh. What are these things then? We see Shahid Shahriari, for instance, Shahid Fakhrizadeh, for instance. Yes, unfortunately, these are those security breaches, the plans of the enemies that have successfully been implemented, come to fruition. Unfortunately, yes. But this is an open war, and it has been an open war. What do we expect? Of course they are going to attack. And of course, not 100% of their attacks can be neutralized or foiled. So we have to be realistic in this. To imply that because some of these attacks have been successful by the security agencies of the United States of America or Israel or UK or France or Germany and so on and so forth, or even the Munafiqeen in the region, as was pointed out by Sayyid here, of course, some of those plots are going to be successful. They're investing tons of money. And yes, we know that there are Munafiqeen available everywhere. We know that there are sellouts who sell their iman everywhere, and Iran is no exception, right? So we have to be realistic. To imply that this means that Iran is getting weaker or is not strong, this is a wrong deduction, we would respectfully say to anyone who has sent the question. If you have to look at the success and the strength of Iran, you look at their developments that they have done over the last 45 years. The revolution came, and according to Imam Khamenei, Iran was not able to manufacture a barbed wire, khardar. They were not able to manufacture that. And nobody would let them import anything from their countries. This nation stood on its feet. Became so strong that now today, non-Muslim, liberal analysts, financial and political analysts, they say that Iran is, if nothing, at least the regional power. At least the regional power. After 45 years. And, you know, we have to keep everything in its place, you know. We have, you know, inshallah, with the tawassut of tonight's majlis, we pray that, inshallah, Iran stays safe and the security forces become more diligent, more equipped, more advanced. They have better arsenal. They have better ways of finding out and detecting these attacks beforehand. We all pray for that, inshallah, for the Islamic Republic of Iran. As Haj Qasim Soleimani has said, that this is the haram. Iran is the haram of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. We pray that the entire of the Islamic Revolution and the Islamic Republic and the system of Wilayatul Faqih and all of its belongings and the people living here, all of its infrastructure, inshallah, that it stays safe. But we have to keep in mind that these things are going to happen. Stay realistic. Do not think we are living in a utopian world. The enemy is plotting, and yes, the enemy have resources. Last point in this regard I would like to make. Brothers and sisters, it's unfortunate that when it comes to the Islamic Republic of Iran falling short in one of these areas, you know, in our opinion, let's say security-wise, all of a sudden, we are so quick on our feet to announce, oh, Islamic Republic is not as strong as they claim, or as the others claim, or as the picture gets painted. But when something similar happens in the United States of America, we don't bother. We're like, no, it's just one-off thing. Look at the security situation within the United States of America. Then look at the budget of the United States of America that it spends on its security. Trump just got attacked. Have you heard Muslims talk about, oh, the United States of America is weak? Despite all that heavy security, he just got attacked. Isn't that right? So brothers and sisters, number one, be realistic. Number two, know that we are dealing with a soft war, a psychological warfare. The enemies of Islam, the munafiqeen, all of them, they are after making us hopeless. They're after making us lose hope. They're wanting for us to be disappointed. They're wanting for us to feel weak through these tactics. You know, they inflate something like this to an extent where even sometimes good believers, those who believe in the Islamic Revolution, those who know and they're seeing the developments that the Islamic Revolution has made, these people even start doubting the capabilities of the Islamic Revolution. Unfortunately, brothers and sisters, don't be a victim of the soft war of the enemy. They hide their own deficiencies day in, day out, and they keep highlighting our deficiencies, which may be true and may not be true. So again, be realistic and equip yourself to be able to deal with these psychological warfare attacks.